We're talking this morning with doctors Michael Royson and Michael Krupain, and they wrote the What to Eat When cookbook. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Your timing is impeccable because everybody's at home. More and more people are cooking. Did you rush it out for that reason?
It's been delayed many times. You know, we wrote this book because when we wrote our first book, What to Eat When, and we told people how to eat with their circadian rhythm and all the principles of eating more early and eating less later and not stereotyping foods. The number one question we got, which surprised us, was, can you give us recipes? And so we got together and we wrote this cookbook and spent many, many hours developing, testing, and eating all the delicious recipes in the book.
And I'm not a great chef, Pat, so what this did is Michael and Jim Perko is the executive chef at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute, and Michael and Jim created almost all of the recipes. I created a couple salmon burgers, I think. And that's the key with intermittent fasting, is it's a healthy diet because it reverses all of the biomarkers of aging, of cardiovascular disease, the biomarkers that we say are forerunners of cancer and dementia. So it reverses all of those when you do it right. That was what the book was about, how to do intermittent fasting correctly. But you can't do it with just any food. It's got to be great food.
Now, is that you, Dr. Royson? I want to make sure that I'm talking to the right Michael.
That was me. That's correct.
What is it about the timing when you're eating? What does the body take away from the timing?
All has to do with your circadian rhythm. And your circadian rhythm is your body's clock. And its job is to get your body ready to do the right thing at the right time. So it actually changes all of your biology throughout the day, including your metabolism. And your metabolism gets set up so that it expects you to eat more early and less later. So to eat when the sun is shining, to eat most of your calories before 3 p.m., and then fast at night when it's dark. And that's how your body is most efficient, if you eat that way. And if you don't eat that way, you kind of throw a wrench into your metabolism and everything gets out of whack.
Yes. How does a person get started? It's really not that hard, is it? I mean, taking your cues from the sun.
Exactly right. So the key to start is just do it. And in 4 days, not only do your biomarkers of aging change, but you're not as hungry at night, you sleep better, and you have a lot more energy during the daytime. In fact, the first time we presented this on a TV show, one of the cameramen came up to us about 3 months later, couldn't wait to stop us, and he had lost 30 pounds and was feeling much more energy. That's one of the things that eating more early does. A calorie is a calorie is a calorie in the test tube, but in your body, a calorie before 3 p.m. is like 9/10 of a calorie, and a calorie after 6 p.m. is like 1.1 calories. So you lose more weight, or you lose weight by eating the same number of calories you ate at night by eating them earlier before 3 p.m.
Yeah, and I'd say one of the best ways to get started is to take the What to Eat When cookbook and start making some of these recipes. And the way you can do it is you can eat dinner like you might normally, but take a little bit of that dinner and save it for the next day. So every day you eat a little bit less late at night and save more of it to eat for breakfast or lunch the next day. And after about a week, your body starts adjusting, your appetite starts changing, it just becomes really easy to do. Plus, we tell you to try to fast overnight while you're sleeping, and so that's not too hard.
No.
Eating while you're sleeping.
And you also say, which really is helpful, no such thing as breakfast, lunch, or dinner food.
Right. We don't want you to stereotype food. So Michael Krupain, Dr. Krupain's favorite food is cold pasta in the morning around 10:30 or 11.
Yes.
And many people already done that by having cold pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is a walnut crusted salmon burger. I love the taste of the walnuts on the salmon burger. It's really easy, and that's a great food. So it's essentially a dinner for breakfast. And then at dinner time, I have a large salad, or you can cook a egg white omelet, veggie omelet, or one of my favorites is a whole grain banana waffle with chia berries. So Pat, one of the great things about heirloom tomatoes also is save the seeds, because you can plant them again and they really grow, and you can keep growing them so that you always have your own heirloom tomatoes.
Oh, that's a great idea. You know, I'm sure that nobody else in the entire world will go for this, but I like scrambled eggs at lunch or dinner, actually, with a little bit of dark mustard. Yum.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds like a perfect
that sounds
dinner.
Like a, you, it sounds like you're ready to go the full What to Eat When way.
I am.
Or as we call it, the When way.
I definitely am. Talk about eating processed foods. One thing that you said in the book that surprised me, eating a lot of ultra processed foods can cause you to eat more quickly and sometimes more, a lot more of what you're eating. And I believe that to be true.
Yeah, well, there's lots of problems with processed foods. So processed foods, in being processed, they're ultra digestible, right? So as you eat them, those sugars and things that are in them go right into your body, sort of bypass your brain, so you're going to eat more. Also, a lot of times when we're eating processed foods, we're doing it mindlessly, right? And so it's another important principle of eating the Let's Eat One way, is to think about what you're eating.
And Dr. Oz said it to me best when he and I were writing a book about 10 years ago or 15 years ago, said, if you only have one cookie, the box looks lonesome over there, and it looks like it wants you to come over and finish the box. So if you don't get the processed food in your house, you won't eat it, and that's a great way of going to start. And learning to cook is not that difficult. I mean, we teach a course for medical students on culinary medicine at the Cleveland Clinic, and these medical students have worked so hard. Virtually, they've never done anything but open a can until then. So it's really quite easy to teach people how to cook and to make it really good. So in the book, we have a lot of emphasis on techniques, because the most important ingredient in any recipe is the technique with which it's done.
Preparing ahead of time is so important. In the fall, I like to make big pots of soup that last several days. And I was noticing in your cookbook, black lentil soup.
Yeah, well, that soup is so good. I spent a lot of time perfecting that recipe. And it's got a slightly interesting technique. You cook all the vegetables like you might normally cook for a soup, but then you throw it in Vitamix and puree it, which adds a lot of, it changes the texture, it's really, and changes the flavor of the soup. So it's a great soup. But the thing about soup is that, like you said, you can make it ahead of time. Like, I'll make that black lentil soup or the chickpea and chestnut soup on a Sunday, and then I'll eat it all week for breakfast or for lunch. But it's actually one of my favorite lunches, because I pulled out an old trick. You heat it up in the morning, you put it in a thermos, and actually thermoses are amazing. They keep things hot the whole day.
He did this with me the first time as an old thermos, you know, one of the older varieties. And I think he was trying to burn my tongue.
Yeah, I'm always surprised every time I eat the soup, no matter how many days in a row I eat the soup, I always burn my tongue, because it's amazing how it keeps things hot. So soup is a great fall and winter thing to make ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking to you guys. I know we have a hard out, as they say. Anything you want to say about the cookbook that has now come out to get people to try it?
Well, the key in one of our Ten Commandments, if you will, of the Wen way of eating is only eat food that loves you back. Food's a relationship. You want it to be food that you love, but also loves your body back. So there's no reason, there's enough food available, no reason to not put only food that loves your body back in it. And as Mike says, there are a lot of tricks in here to use even things that you would normally think about throwing away, such as the carrot tops. And in fact, one of the great things with the pesto and just with the food processors, you can really make things really, really good.
Anything else from the other Mike?
The recipes in this book are all delicious and very easy to make. Something you can do without a lot of ingredients anytime. And really, we've focused on helping you to figure out how to cook vegetables. A lot of people don't eat enough vegetables. We think everyone should eat more. Mm. And the trick is to making them taste delicious. And that's what we've put in this book, those tricks.
Well, I think you've succeeded and you have a convert in me. So thank you for taking the time to do the interview, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.